Encouraging Every Step. You're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview, talking with Rex Howe. He is a former pastor. He is an alumnus of Tri-State Bible College in South Point, Ohio, and he's actually the president now. He's been newly named as the president of Tri-State Bible College. And so, Rex, I want to thank you for spending some time with us today. Would you tell us, for maybe those who aren't that familiar with Tri-State Bible College, a little bit about what it is and what the vision is that you're working with there?
So we are a school. We're strictly a Bible college, which means we train people to understand the Bible, to study the Bible. So we offer a curriculum that focuses on Bible theology. Now, what does that mean for you know, someone who's never taken a class? Just as an illustration, sometimes you feel something or hear something going wrong in your car, and you get out, and you pop the hood open, and you look at all the machinery, you look at the tubes, you look at the belts, you look at the electrical, and you think, I need a YouTube video. I mean, I don't know what to do. And a lot of people approach the Bible that way. I know I did. So you open it up, you dig around for a bit, you maybe watch a YouTube video, and you hope that you find what you're looking for. But at Tri-State, I learned Bible study methods. I learned how to interpret the meaning of the words of the Bible. I learned about church history. I learned the major branches of doctrine and theology. I learned how the church came to be and why it is the way it is today. I learned how to read the Bible in its original languages like Greek and Hebrew. And I also learned ministry skills that helped me as a youth pastor in Southern Ohio and eventually for all the pastoral jobs and ministries that I would be a part of.
Awesome. And can you share a little bit about how you went from being a student at Tri-State Bible College to becoming the president?
Well, my story began with Tri-State Bible College in summer of 2002. And that's when I took my first class with Dr. Clifford Marquardt. At that time, I was really studying chemistry at Ohio University Southern, but I was feeling a call into ministry, and my pastor said, you should take a class at Tri-State Bible College. I said, what's Tri-State Bible College? And so I did, and I was hooked. I did not know that you could study the Bible in this way. And so I took, from there, I finished my degree at Tri-State in 2006 and traveled around a bit, pastored in Dallas, Texas, and in Illinois, and studied theology and New Testament at Dallas Theological Seminary. But earlier this summer, they were looking for a president, and I had stayed involved with the school over the years, and I'd always dreamed of coming back to Tri-State Bible College and being involved somehow. And Kyle, it just, God providentially worked to open these doors, and my wife and I just kept saying yes. And so he led us back here. We're confident of that, and we're excited to serve and to serve in this president's role and help the school accomplish its mission to train faithful servants for tomorrow today.
Well, that is a wonderful mission to have. I wonder if you could speak to our listeners about why it's so important to have a good, solid Christian education to really be able to study your Bible in depth.
Well, that's a great question. So for me, when I started, I wanted to know God better. That's why I came. And part of that was I was previously at Ohio University Southern studying chemistry. But while I was there, I started a small group Bible study for students called Followers of Christ. But what I found out was all the students had questions that I could not answer. I was limited. I would go home with the questions written down that they asked, and I'd try to study as best as I could, but I just really couldn't answer them to the level that I wanted to. And so Tri-State helped me not just give me answers, but gave me the skills to sort of mine from the scriptures the answers that people could ask. So, I feel so confident that if someone has a question about God or the Bible or the church or Christianity, that I've been equipped with the skills to, even if I don't have the answer right away, I've been equipped with the skills to go in and mine out that truth or direction that people are looking for, and then to offer what it is that God has said about it. So I think that's important for today, because look at the times we're living in. We've got COVID, we've got fear about COVID, about even politics right now. We've got moms at home wondering what's going to happen with their kids this fall. People may be wondering about their careers, how things are going to change. So I think being able to have skills to mine from God's Word truths that will encourage people, truths that will give hope, truths that will give peace to people, that's so relevant right now. I used to say to my youth group kids that if you don't know what you want to do, you know, you're 18 years old and you don't know what you want to do for the rest of your life, why not take a year of Bible college, just get to know God better, get to learn some skills that are going to benefit you in whatever career path you might choose. So I think that Tri-State Bible College is a great place to learn those skills from people who will love you and mentor you as they're giving you the skills that you need to be a life giver to other people.
That's great. Now, has the pandemic forced you all to make big changes to this coming semester?
Yes. So we have developed a plan to create a safe and healthy learning environment here at Tri-State Bible College. And that plan includes prevention. So we've increased routine cleaning on campus. We have hand sanitizer and sanitizing wipes available in all our classrooms. We've even increased the airflow in our HVA systems to bring in fresh air constantly. We're following closely the state of Ohio's and the governor's information about face coverings and social distancing. So all of our classrooms are set up so that people are spaced appropriate distances apart. We also were monitoring the CDC and the local health department constantly to know, you know, what are best practices for us right now. We've made adjustments academically in case someone were to come down with a virus. How do we help that person continue their education in the midst of that trauma that has entered into their life with the pandemic? And we have for some time, but we do have remote learning already set up. So we have 11 online classes already on our fall schedule. So if coming in person to one of our 15 classes is something that just someone's not ready to do that quite yet, well, we have 11 online classes that someone can enroll in this fall. So we're trying to continue our mission, but at the same time prioritize the health and safety of our students and the people involved in our campus activities, faculty, staff. So it has changed a lot, and it's changed a lot for everybody.
So true. Now, for those who might be interested in something like this, who's the college open to, or who is able to enroll?
That's a great question. We are a non-denominational school, so we are open to any person who would like to come and know God better, who would like to come and study God's Word. There is a doctrinal statement that our faculty signs, so they're going to be teaching from a particular perspective that's reflected in our doctrinal statement, which is online at tsbc.edu. But we have folks from all different kinds of backgrounds who come. So, we want to be a place where people can come and know God better and study His Word seriously and use it skillfully in the things that God has called them to.
Okay, now that sounds good. Now I'm thinking of our listeners, and I'm thinking, well, maybe some of them might say, hey, I'd love to be a part of something like that, but due to the way our family is set up right now and work situations and all that, I'm just not sure if I could fit that into my schedule. What would you want to say to a family like that?
So for families, one of the things that we've done, we've set up a schedule that meets the needs of our student community. So we have some morning classes. So if you're a mom who's maybe not working in the morning, or maybe you're a stay-at-home mom, maybe you could get some child care for the morning. You could come and study God's Word in the morning at our 9 a.m. class on Monday or 11:30 a.m. class on Tuesday. But if you're working, a parent, a dad, or a mother, you could come to our evening classes perhaps when your spouse is at home and can take care of the kiddos. So we've got 4:30 p.m. classes. We also have 7 p.m. classes. And I know some of you may have older children at home. Maybe they've just finished high school last year, or this is their senior year of high school, and they're really uncertain about what they want to do with their life. I always say, it's never going to hurt you to come and study God's Word for a year, because all you're going to gain is skills to handle the Scripture, skills to serve others, skills to know God better, and you're probably going to get some direction for your life. So if you're a parent at home wondering, boy, I just don't know what my kiddo is going to do, just maybe encourage them to take some classes. And so I want to encourage dads, moms, men, women, young people, non-traditional students, maybe you're a little older, but you're just looking for something new, a new challenge. Tri-State Bible College is the place for you. So come and enroll and be a part of our community of training faithful servants for tomorrow today.
Sounds good. So if people want to learn more or they'd like to enroll for classes, what should they do or where should they go?
If people are interested in learning more about Tri-State Bible College, they can visit our website at tsbc.edu. If they want to enroll, they should give our superhero administrative affairs vice president, Bobby Mercer, a call. Her phone number here at the office is 740-377-2520.
All right, so there you have it. That phone number again, 740-377-2520, if you want to call to enroll at Tri-State Bible College. Or if you'd like to find out more, you can also check them out online, tsbc.edu. This has been our Community Matters interview with Rex Howe. He is the president of Tri-State Bible College, and we've been talking about the importance of learning how to read your Bible well and mine from it the truths that God has for us. I want to thank you for taking the time to spend some time with us today. And by the way, if you are part of an organization that's doing something to help our community, I'd love to talk to you as well. Send me an email at communitymatters@walkfm.org. And who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM, and I hope you're having a wonderful day.